Because experience taught me if a friend's on the phone talking about busting out somebody's windows.
You're not supposed to amen it.
And say, where are you? I'm coming to do it with you.
See, I'm that friend.
Both of us in jail and money-wise, and I think motherhood changed that about me. Mm. You know, I think motherhood changed my reasoning. So... Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Talking With Yo. I'm so excited today for my guest in the studio. I have Miss Tasha Simone. Woohoo! I'll cheer myself. Tasha is the program director, the first female program director of Birmingham's own Hot 107.7 WUHT. She is a daughter, she's a mother, she's a sister. And most importantly today, she's a girlfriend.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about being a keeper to girlfriends, being a secret keeper, a confidant, being a friend, and helping each other as we climb the ropes, climb the ladder in corporate America, or maybe not, but just helping someone, helping each other out. I'll be right back as we delve into I Am My Sister's Keeper. Stay tuned with Talking With Yo. Welcome back to Talking With Yo. I don't think I told you guys, this is brought to you by Flo B. Ham. They're going to kill me. I didn't say it in the intro. And Weekend Fetish. Every episode is brought to you by Weekend Fetish. And if you guys could see me, my face is not beat. And Weekend Fetish would not be proud of me. Let's get back into it with my girl, Tasha Simone, who I'm so proud of, is the first female program director here in Birmingham at WUHT. But more than that, she is a girlfriend just like you and I, some of my listeners. And I want to talk to Tasha. First, Tasha, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here. And I just want to say this real quick. You should have come to me before you launched your podcast.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because I wish you would have called it In the Studio.
Well, I think we need to stop recording now. I think we need to stop recording now.
I'm just saying.
Go back and rebrand. I love this. I love this. Do not cut this, Eric.
Yes.
Do not cut this.
I think it should have been called
In the Studio. I think I need to go back and rebrand. I need to go back to the clerk's office and get another business office.
I'm so serious.
This is canned. I mean, no. What's the word I'm trying? This is patent. This is patent. I think when you say it out loud, legally.
Now take the recording and mail it to yourself.
Yeah. Tasha, thank you.
You're welcome.
In the studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. Okay, Tasha, first female program director of Hot 107.7.
Intriguing.
How did you get there?
Ooh, how did I get
Give
there?
Give us a little brief recap. Have you always wanted to be in radio?
Absolutely.
Where'd you
not.
Start?
Absolutely,
oh, absolutely not. Tell us about your education.
So I have a degree in journalism and a master's in teaching and learning with technology. I love technology.
I can tell.
I do. I like to play with the gadgets and things. It doesn't mean that I am the most techie person that you would meet, but I do have a affinity for it. So in terms of my journey, I thought I was going to be a cinematographer or a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
I was torn. There was also part of my journey, particularly in high school, where I was interested in becoming an anchor woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I thought I was going to do television, but radio called first.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say called, that was the most high.
Mm-hmm.
That put me in a position on campus with someone who was working for another local radio station here in Birmingham. I started, as many of you know, on 95.7 Jams as
mm-hmm.
Tosh Dimash.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't know it was Tosh Dimash.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Tosh Dimash, yeah. And this is when the station launched. So we were on First Avenue.
In 96.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
The heyday,
mm-hmm.
the good times.
Mm-hmm. I heard about you guys nationally with the Easter egg.
Yes. Now, interesting story.
With the April Fool's.
Do you
April
know
Fool's
that that my internship at Jams was months after that?
Okay.
I actually went to that.
Okay.
In Wildwood, when Wildwood was just red clay.
Yes.
And grass and hill mounds.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was actually there that day with a couple of my cousins being pranked like everyone else. So, yeah. But my origin story is I had a desire for media and radio bit me and hasn't let go.
I love radio. I get it. Hasn't let go.
It hasn't.
Can you tell me a time when you were, once you got into radio, did you aspire to be a program director?
Absolutely at some point, because you're basically taught that that's the matriculation. Mm-hmm. So your trajectory, technically, if we go by the old school rules, is to be on air, mm-hmm. to become a music director, mm-hmm. then to become a program director and go from there.
Music director first.
Yeah.
Do you start off as assistant music director and then
potentially
you make music director?
Potentially.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Any women along your way?
Absolutely. I worked under Deja Vu. You've seen her and heard her nationally mm-hmm. at this point, I'm sure. She's on television now, syndicated program. I can't keep up with the name of that show. Mm-hmm. It changes now. Kelly and who is Kelly and her husband now, right?
I think it's Kelly and her husband.
Yeah.
So Deja does. She's the, is she the DJ?
She is.
She's the DJ.
She is. Mm-hmm. But when I was under her at the time, she was the music director. Mm-hmm. Learned a lot mm-hmm. from Deja. I give her a lot of credit for how I choose to engage with my audience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Any mentors? Would you consider her as a mentor or someone? Did you share that I want to be a program director with anybody?
No,
and
I didn't.
They've stayed in touch with you and coached you along the way?
No.
No.
Never shared that. Never shared it. Actually had to let go of that dream. This is not what I thought would be happening mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. Because when I originally set out for that goal, I'm a believer
mm-hmm.
and I submit things to God and mm-hmm. I expect to hear from mm-hmm. him on them. Mm-hmm. God had never said that wasn't my path until one day he did.
Oh, wow.
One day he was like, yeah, I never told you would be a program director.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what? So that was shocking to me at the time and hurtful. Mm-hmm. Because I thought that's what I was working towards. I'm the type of personality that has to have something that I'm working towards, a goal.
Uh-huh.
And so when that was taken off the plate, I had to pivot and I had to go through some healing to let it go
uh-huh.
because it had been a vision and a dream for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so for over 10 years, well over 10 years, it was off of my radar. It was no longer the goal or what I was working towards.
Wow. And then it came back.
Yeah, and I was kind of mad about it.
When it came back?
I was.
Okay. So years ago, my pastor preached a sermon call, and it's got a bunch of negatives. It's more than double negatives.
Okay.
Not now, don't mean never.
Mm-hmm.
And it stuck with me. It's
mm-hmm.
been years ago. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Bishop O.L. Meadows. He may or may not claim me as his member. but I proudly claim him as my pastor. Not now, don't mean never.
Yeah.
And so that came back to you.
Absolutely.
In God's perfect time.
It did. And God has done that in my life on numerous occasions. It's just always kind of surprising to me the moments and spaces in which he chooses to do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So 2021, you get the opportunity. You're working at Hot 107 for several years, over 10 years at that point.
Oh, yeah, because next year will be 20 with Hot.
In 2021, you get the opportunity and mm-hmm. you're promoted to program director.
Right. Yeah.
So what are we doing with this? You are a woman with power.
Mm.
Some power that to some people. Now, an accountant working at a bank, yeah, maybe not.
Mm.
But someone who's in college now, it's a senior year, you have power. What are we going to do for our sisters?
Well, one of the first things I did, my first move was to change the way the station sounds,
mm-hmm.
like how the station communicates with women.
Uh-huh.
For those that don't have a concept of radio, often what you're hearing was written by someone.
Mm-hmm.
And in this industry, it has been my experience, because you asked moments ago, are there any women that have been on my path that have assisted me? Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because mm-hmm. there's not a lot of us still.
Mm-hmm.
It is a male-dominated industry. And so my first thing that I wanted to do, and, You know how this God thing works? You start looking back and you're like, oh, that's why you started preparing me in that space.
The dots start connecting.
The dots started to connect. Mm-hmm. So prior to being offered the position, I had started working on the social media pages of HOT, which were heavily male voiced. To the point where it was annoying. And it didn't make sense. Certain things that were posted, they were offensive to women, in my opinion, because I'm a woman, and I was offended.
Especially for a station that's supposed to be targeted.
Correct.
African-American women.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the first things I did, was to change our voice, our tone, our approach, our language, our lingo, the way, the message that is sent to the public, particularly Black women. How it was handled.
That's very good. And when I initially asked the question, like, you answered it in a totally different way than I expected, but it was great. So when I initially asked it, I was like, you know, suppose I want an internship for the summer. But no, the way you answered it is, I'm delivering to the masses.
The masses.
Not just hitting one girl. I'm changing what you hear and the messaging. And I love that.
Correct.
Love
that's important to me. There have been commercials that I've rejected. There have been commercials that I've sent back. Because the language wasn't appropriate. Most recently, there was a situation where we had a client who has a beautiful product. They wanted to be the voice of their commercial. That wasn't going to serve them.
Now, that's a politically correct way to say, this ain't for you. I don't want to hear this on my radio station.
It wasn't. It wasn't
going to serve them. I'm going to use that more often.
Wasn't going to serve them well. And so I had to have a conversation with this individual. and I created the product. I voiced the spot for them. And they were pleased. I still kept a portion of what they needed as well, what they desired. But things like that, moments like that. So when you reference internships, that's something I've always done.
Okay.
So that's not new to me. So if I can help a young Black woman gain an internship, which those days are also long gone, now it's hiring them.
Yeah.
You know, the internship space is no longer what it used to be. Interns used to be... I'm trying to see how I can say this properly. It was a trade-off. It's no longer a trade. It is a true business engagement. You know? And so things are different in that space. But I've always operated in terms of, I know people. Let me connect you with those people.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's using the power that you have.
Correct.
So we know Tasha Simone, we're here on the air.
Yeah.
If I was an average listener, I would say, okay, she's well read.
She
studies the music, not just for jobs. You can tell you love music. And you can tell you're techie just by anything that you post on your normal social, your reels, your videos.
Yeah.
Tell us something that that somebody would never guess about Tasha Simone. I remember one time I had to guess your first job. I think I got it wrong. Is it Parisian?
No.
It wasn't. I think you gave that as a fake choice.
As a fake answer.
Yeah, it's a fake choice.
My first job was at Hardee's.
Okay, it was Hardee's. Got Parisian, and I promise you, if they had the gun in my head, I'm
going
to
lose. That's what you're going to say. You're
going to say Parisian. Remember this Hardee's.
Yeah, it's Hardee's.
I got to remember it's Hardee's.
Yep.
So tell us something that we would least expect. I just an average listener, I would think, yep, she's techie. I see these creative reels. I know she's well read. I know she's well traveled.
You're gonna be hard pressed to catch me not wearing earrings.
You're into earrings. And I think people would guess that though.
You'd think they would guess that? And I don't think that's something people notice, that they've never seen me without earrings.
They would guess that, and they would guess man made, maybe African-American owned business about you.
Okay, let's see.
Give me a hobby. That was too easy, but I love your earrings.
I skate.
That you're wearing today. That's a good one.
I skate. Definitely enjoy skating. My daughter is into skating now.
That's awesome.
I don't know. It's so many things that I enjoy doing.
Good.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like people may know. Just because of the nature of me being in this market for so long and being a public figure, I feel like a lot of my personality traits people tend to know. This may be one.
Okay.
I'll give you two. Number one, I do not believe in walking in a room without speaking. And it bothers me. It is a pet peeve.
Yeah.
When people do not greet.
Uh-huh.
That is a thing for me.
I have a bad habit of texting without greeting.
Mm.
I think we're texting because we don't have time. So I'll be like, such and such and such and such, and somebody will reply to me, good morning. I was like, now, my mama did teach me better than this.
That's definitely a thing for me. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, in my inner court, I am known as the keeper of the scrolls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if there is something, some memory, some moment that you may not mm-hmm. have a record of or need.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, I had a friend whose father passed.
Mm-hmm.
And on the day of the services, so many beautiful things were said about him. I mean, just the things you want to be said when your time comes.
Yes.
And after the services, they were all talking apparently like, oh my goodness, why didn't we tell the church to record?
Guess who had it?
I have a whole film.
Film. I think every friend group should have one. My friend's
person.
Name is Dana.
Okay.
And she has all of it. Like, she'll send me stuff from two or 3 years ago. She when my daughter graduates high school,
she's got
all of it. I don't have to worry about it. She's probably putting it together. But every friend group needs that. And every friend group needs the voice of reason. Are you that person too?
Yes, the voice of reason. I'm probably not the voice of reason.
Really? I've grown into the voice of reason.
Have you?
I used to not be, but now I'm like,
you know, I'm trying to resist the urge to not ask you questions, right?
You can. I actually I've been wanting someone to have to flip it on me.
Okay, good.
Yeah. This is fine.
Okay, I'm glad.
It's talking with yo.
Yes.
So we can make it what we want it to
be. Okay, good.
So I don't mind you asking me questions, but I had to grow into being the voice of reason.
Wow. And why is that?
Because experience taught me if a friend's on the phone talking about busting out somebody's windows.
You're not supposed to amen it.
And say, where are you? I'm coming to do it with you.
See, I'm that friend.
Both of us in jail and money-wise. And I think motherhood changed that about me.
Mm.
You know, I think motherhood changed my reasoning. So, yeah, I grew into it. I haven't always been. Yeah. But I grew into being the voice of reason.
I think I ebb and flow between it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times I am the, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Not where are you. Where you at? I'll meet you behind that preposition.
On the way. I'm on the way.
Yeah. But I like it that you are the keeper. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Definitely.
What would your friends say about you as a friend? You had to make a guess.
I think they would say I'm a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a good friend. I'm attentive. I'm often told I'm very intentional about my relationships. So, what concerns me is when they fall short.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had relationships that have failed.
Mm-hmm.
You know of relationships that I've had that are no longer successful. And they grieve me.
Failed relationships grieve me.
Ooh.
But I can talk you and mediate you through yours. I ain't fixing mine.
Now, that's
put
not true.
Put me on the altar again.
Name a relationship that you had in 2022 that could have failed.
Oh, I'm not talking about 2022.
No, I am, though. Name a relationship in 2022 that you could have failed at.
I don't remember.
Ours.
Because
hours.
we're too conscious for that.
We are, but that's what I'm saying.
That's good, Tasha. Thank you. Tears coming from me over that.
Think about it.
We're too conscious for that, and the world is.
But
too
you've
got to
give
that.
Yourself the credit.
Mm-hmm. We both do.
Yeah, for not allowing it to become a thing.
Oh wow! Yes, both of us do.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Absolutely.
But, I ain't never felt about you the way I feel like I ain't talking about
you. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Thank you for saying that. But
no, I mean, really, though, it could have gone way left.
Oh, Tasha, that is deep. Thank you.
It could have gone way
That's deep.
Left.
That's
we
deep.
We had a professional encounter that turned into something, and I know it made me go, wait, what? And I'm sure she was like, wait, what?
No, because something's wrong with me now. I don't think about it. After I done pressed send on the email,
it's
I
done.
Done went on.
Now, that is something I've had to learn about
I've blown
you.
It off. I've blown it off. I've blown it off.
Which is a great
trait to
have.
And I'm not going to say something's wrong with me. I've grown to that. We went through a pandemic. And now, my failed relationships were pre-pandemic. Mm. I'm not having any post-pandemic.
No. And the pandemic taught you what?
Life as we know it could be over tomorrow. You won't have a chance. Anybody that I want to reconcile with, it's done in my life right now. If I want to have a relation with you, I have a relationship with you.
That takes a lot
of
strength.
I'm done with it. Mm-hmm.
And courage. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm all the way there.
Really? If I, now I'll think about relationships that failed in the past. This is my test. I've said this at church. I've spoke on panels. If I see you and the bear on the side of the road, if I will still help you, I know I'm still human. But not that I want to go to lunch, break bread with you or whatever. But if I'll help the bear, I mean, I may need to go to the altar. But I don't want to have a relationship with those that have failed me. Mm-hmm. You know, I have reconciled with anything. If I go today, there's not anybody I wish I would have had a conversation with.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I mean that.
I can't say the same.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to, I encourage you to have that conversation. And that's deep. I don't think people would guess that troubles you. You are on the air as discomfort. And that doesn't mean you're not confident.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we do not talk enough.
We don't.
And pride gets in our way. And
time.
And once, I tried to mediate two friends before, and they got together. One said, his apology, the other one didn't apologize. It was gone forever.
Wow.
Because we both played a role in
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was gone forever. And if I love you enough, even if I felt like I didn't, I'm going to say it because I want you back in my life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and it's right. not worth it for me. Yeah. And professionally, I tell people, my daddy don't own that business I work for.
All day.
So why am I here falling out with people over that?
All day. All day.
So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, no, I ain't...
Your face of shock.
We'll talk about this.
Okay, your face of shock and awe.
Somebody's got to talk to me.
That's growth, though. I just wanted you to acknowledge that you have that ability.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. It's life is so short, and all those people we lost during the pandemic. And, like, even my career changed. I had to make a decision, send my child back to school or change my whole career path, you know. And so some deep things, I had to have major surgery during the pandemic. So I don't.
You value life differently.
I value life differently. Yeah, value life differently. Now, I encourage you, if something's troubling you like that, talk to God and then talk to that
person.
We've
been talking. It's a process.
Olive branch. And someone has to be the bigger person.
Do you know I get tired of being the bigger person?
I do too. But why did God make you that strong?
That's what I keep asking him. Did you get an email from him?
But he did make you that strong.
Yeah, but why?
I shouldn't even say it why. God made you that strong. And you don't know who... Now, why are we up here preaching?
Because we're
you don't
supposed
know what
to
the
today.
Person's background is.
That's true.
Everybody doesn't have what you have in you. Everybody doesn't have... Whether you're in a relationship, love now, nobody's experienced some of the loves you've experienced in life that has made you who you are now. So I've realized everybody wasn't taught to speak when they come in the room.
I had to learn that too because it was a hard. I think God used that particular pet peeve, if you will, as a light bulb for me, and that was the literal lesson because I did walk through the world thinking everybody was taught that, everybody does this, everybody knows
everybody's
that.
You. And Darius,
naively thinking that
Darius,
everyone is me.
Darius and I had a conversation, Darius Peace and I, about being upset with, or disappointed when people aren't you.
Hmm.
And we have to give what we would like in return, but that's not necessarily what we're going to get in return.
Yeah.
And you may sow a seed now, and nobody ever sows that seed back into you. But who's to say what little radio I rock the mic are going to get. Who's going to sow into Zuri?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It may come back, or it may just be a situation where she needed a break and somebody gave it to her, and you sowed this, you know, a generation ahead of her.
That's the way I look at it the same way, though. I absolutely do.
But if it's something that's troubling you, I would say he made you the strongest. He made you the boldest. Fix that. It's not worth it. Unless you're good with not, you know, you say it's troubling
you. Oh, there's
you.
Some things that, when I say they grieve me, you know, I feel like grief is a process.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I've absolutely moved beyond. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, one or two spaces where I have a question mark.
When you see these things happening, because I do, Do you step in if you see somebody's relationship about to go down that rabbit hole? Do you say, take it from me?
I attempt to. Mm-hmm. I've also had to get to a space of embracing. And it's funny, at church yesterday, this was kind of the subject about introducing people to a relationship with Christ. I can only introduce. I can only share the advice, the guidance. Mm-hmm. It is up to them to embrace it and to walk through it. It used to bother me when I would provide that knowledge, mm-hmm. and it wasn't applied.
Because you feel like you're wasting your time.
But you're absolutely mm-hmm. not, mm-hmm. because it's a seed. Now, if they choose not to continue to water it, now this is different from... a little bit different than talking about a Christian journey. But if I do provide someone with some advice when I see them about to fail in relationships and they don't take it, I'm no longer offended, but glad. Because one of the sayings in my inner court is I'm thankful that I get to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah. That's saying a lot.
I am.
Because you just witnessed it.
I am.
I learned from my own mistakes.
10,000 to the uh-huh. left and right. Mm-hmm. You know, I do learn from my own mistakes, of mm-hmm. course. But there are some things that I witness and I'm like, ooh, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Or if, like what you just mentioned, I see someone doing something that I erred in the past. Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. try not to. Professionally, I definitely do it. It's one of the reasons why... you see more women in the building at HOT now.
Uh-huh.
That's uh-huh. that because I feel like that's an area, and maybe it was the times where people, other women didn't feel they had the power,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe they felt threatened, mm-hmm. to fold in women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not that girl. I'm the girl who's going to try to find a way, who's going to speak. I had to speak up today in a meeting where I heard a moment, mm-hmm. and I said, but what about uh-huh. this woman?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. I'm at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I need to use my voice.
You're at the table. You need to use your voice.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, that power, earlier in our conversation.
Absolutely.
So your answer is absolutely yes. You mentioned a couple instances.
Oh, yeah.
That you are using your power.
And prayerfully wielding it well.
You are, we've talked about your friendships. I think I kind of know about what kind of sister you are. Tell me what it's like taking Tasha Simone to the Cheesecake Factory as a guy. And I say Cheesecake Factory because it's trending.
Because I know what's going on. Yeah, I know about
that's
the
trending.
Trend.
What is it like out here? I will tell you, I talk to my single friends in a little part of me when I'm at home folding laundry
mm-hmm.
and they're on vacation,
mm-hmm.
I get jealous
a few seconds. You're over it.
I'm over it because I did that. I got that out of my system, and so did you, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So we did it. A lot of people, my friends have grandchildren, and I have a 10-year-old.
That's how it is with my friends.
Yes.
A little bit.
But the dating part, the getting dressed up and all that, I've told myself several times, you can still do that. We did that Saturday night, but we didn't get dressed up. We just ended up somewhere.
I love it.
That was cool. It was a cool reminder and a refresher for this conversation. Now, we went on a date like we used to back when there was no little one and dating on Saturday night. What is a perfect date to you? Or is there one?
A perfect date is a date where the man has... fought ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love a spur of the moment.
I
love that.
Mm-hmm.
However, even in spontaneity, there is some thought of
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
There should be some element of me in what you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what would the perfect date be? It could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say any time because my schedule is what my schedule is.
Right.
So. But a man that is intentional in his thought process about me,
mm-hmm.
big deal.
Where is the future of dating going, Tasha?
I have
come on now.
No,
yes, you do. You got to have an answer. You got to answer for stuff. You're well read.
Listen,
your ears to the streets.
I have no
idea.
Where
is this going?
I don't know because I was recently on a date or two or three, and it was wonderful.
Same person.
Well,
it sounds like you're dating.
To me,
I'm gonna talk to the walls. Walls. It sounds like she's dating someone.
No, she's not.
Two or three. Three.
Here's and this is what is interesting.
That makes me happy.
It was nice
mm-hmm.
while it lasted,
mm-hmm.
right? I find that men in our bracket sometimes forget to prioritize their personal lives. And so they're business owners, they're CEOs, they're VPs or what have you. And as a result, they get busy. All right. Something that I have challenged myself with this year is creating margin. And so what I noticed with this particular individual is that they didn't know how to create that margin when times got thick at work. You know what I mean? So that's what I've run into.
I think you make time for what you want to do.
And I love it when people say that, but I also grimace when people say that.
You do. You made time to see him.
I did.
And your plate is full. Your cup runneth over.
It is. And so when the time came where you got quiet, that's when I said, But I push myself. I challenge myself. And I have women around me because I can shut down. Once you make a certain move with me, I can be very...
They're saying no contact. That's trending. You can be very no contact.
I can. And so I opted to say, hey. Just checking in. I know life gets busy, but I'm still over here. What are you going to do about it? The fact that they didn't follow through on what they said they were going to do about it tells me you're not in a space at this moment.
That's right. It's not worth it.
It's not. So I fell back. You know what I mean? There was no ghosting on my part because I did my part to attempt. So what's the future of dating?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tell me why grown-ups don't just... aren't just straight up with each other.
Oh, no, you were very straight up. You just had no follow through.
No, the follow through and not saying, I didn't do what I said, is not straight up to me. That's not adultish to me.
I got you.
I have a friend who says, you know, in today's relationships, I don't know if you know this, we break up today, any little argument, we break up, and then we end up being together tonight, and we wake up tomorrow like it didn't happen. You know, that's trending.
In what world?
Most of the world, even in marriages, people will have a knockdown drag out today. Talk about divorce,
divorce cannot be a safe word.
And relationships, in just dating relationships, they're broken up on Tuesday. But then they wear themselves out arguing Tuesday night and they end up staying in the same space Tuesday night. And Wednesday morning, it's like it didn't happen. Did you not know that?
No, thank you.
So I have a friend who says, if we said we broke up, we're going to have to say we get back together. Meaning there has to be a discussion.
There does.
Yeah, on that. So but, do you, but did break you not up know that?
And divorce cannot be safe
people
words.
People throw divorce around like it's nothing.
I just don't like how we've become so desensitized to love and relationship and engagement and just peopling, if you will.
I blame it on, I'm like the old folks. I blame it all on social media.
You should.
It has watered it's down not the social. Sacred of marriage.
Absolutely.
Because we're doing it for a wedding now.
Absolutely.
In pictures and for the gram. You know, it's just watered
down. Well, but for a long time, people have been doing weddings for the wedding instead of wedding for a marriage.
And we're really doing it now in the age of the gram.
For sure.
So I thought you knew. We break up.
I go together first?
Oh,
because I'm single.
I have got, yeah.
Can we go together first? Can we get past the first four or five dates?
I just tell you all, I just think dating apps. I think you should do dating apps.
I've tried that.
And I know it's hard because everybody knows you.
Correct.
Meet them in a public place. Who cares if I tell you, if I tell somebody, I saw Tasha Simone. I had to be on there to see you.
I'm not worried about that part anymore. Initially, I was. It's the quality of men on the apps.
Well, you get to narrow it down, don't you?
Yeah.
You get to see
them. And then when you click and the app says, widen your search. Because to be honest, it goes back to what we were just talking about. I feel like so many men, unfortunately, live in this bubble of perfection. Instead of getting their 80-20, they want 120 out of 100.
They definitely want... And let me clear my throat. They definitely want to be treated like kings.
My gosh.
They definitely want to
be mind treating a man like a king, but there are things that come with that. You must be kingly.
And what if they're not 100% kingly?
It's okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's why I said 80-20.
Okay. I love to talk to single women about this. I am, how many years in the game? 12?
Wow.
Almost 12 years in the game. Yeah, and it's not easy.
I know it's not.
But I would tell you, I would rather be in my shoes.
I am sure.
Now, then, and I would rather have it this way. I've lived, I've had a homeowner, all that, single.
Traveled. And see, I think that's the beautiful thing, too. We kind of reference tables, bringing things to the table. You bring things to the professional table, you bring things mm-hmm. to the personal table. Mm-hmm. And what I get to bring to the table when it comes to dating and personal life is I have had some experiences, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that enhances who I am. Mm-hmm. I've lived a bit. I've seen some things. Want to see more, though. And so it would be great to do and see and experience with someone else.
I love that.
Yeah.
What is Tasha Simone expecting? I'm not going to say looking for in a man. Expecting from her Boaz.
Leadership?
I know. Such a turn off that you got to... Now, if you're handling everything over here single, you don't want to do it. Why you need a man in the house?
And can I tell you on the, like a... Nope, not going to say that.
You can?
No, I can't. And the reason I can't is because I don't want any imposters.
If you give them the recipe...
Right. Let me not give the recipe. But I will say that that's leadership is important.
That can't be faked.
It can't be faked. Mm-hmm. And so many men today have bought into, what's old boy's name? Samuels. That
Kevin
passed away.
Samuels.
They've bought into that.
His soul.
Yeah, but they've bought into that mentality that somehow they are due just because.
Mm-hmm.
And that they should be catered to just because.
Just because. And we do it. So... My solution to that is if we love ourselves mm-hmm. first and don't settle, which I'm so proud of my single friends like yourself who haven't settled. If we love ourselves first, so my daughter and I have a nonprofit called Fergie. It's for every regular girl is extra.
Mm.
And we teach self-love. That's all I want them to do is love themselves because I wouldn't have had a bad experience. And the one bad experience I had in dating that I can even remember is because I didn't love myself. And I accepted certain things in a relationship. So if we teach our daughters to love themselves, if we continue to love ourselves, they won't get to judge us the Kevin Samuel way.
Yeah.
We can decide if we want to be with them or not.
Absolutely.
And them making a decision on us, even though they choose us, if they step to us, we get to make a decision.
Absolutely.
And just because somebody's good looking and supposed to
have money.
Oh,
no, it has to be way more than good looking. Yeah, we're beyond the years of, he cute.
Right. I'm so enjoying this conversation. We'll have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Tasha Simone. I am my sister's keeper, talking with you.
Introducing Weekend Fetish, the place where every day feels like the weekend. Weekend Fetish offers a wide range of products to help you achieve that perfect weekend look every day of the week. All Weekend Fetish products are vegan, cruelty-free, and paraben-free, so you can trust that they're not only good for you, but also good for the planet. These products range from long-lasting lipsticks to highly pigmented eyeshadow palettes to foundations and concealers for every skin tone. Weekend Fetish products are designed to be easy to use and provide a touch of luxury without the high-end price tag. Weekend Fetish, the place where every day feels like the weekend. All Weekend Fetish products are designed to be easy to use and provide a touch of luxury without the high-end price tag. Check out Weekend Fetish on all social media platforms right now. Just search Weekend Fetish and log on to weekendfetish.com.
Don't you just want to high-five Glorilla?
I do.
And Tabitha Brown.
I do.
They are two sisters who is not letting, they're not letting society change them. They're not letting the industry change them.
This is true.
Tabitha... I'm good with. She reminds
me of
myself.
They're two different ends of the spectrum.
But they're not. They're being who they are. Tabitha, yes. What are we going to do about little sister Glow?
I think someone is going to end up taking Glorilla under their wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because when you look at her foundation, mm-hmm. she's a Southern girl.
Mm-hmm.
She loves her dad.
Mm-hmm.
She clearly has a good relationship mm-hmm. when it comes to her foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But the way she's climbing the ranks, her PR team is doing their thing, mm-hmm. which means she has some smart people around uh-huh. her. Recently being, if I'm not mistaken, the first female rapper to be on the red carpet at the CMTs.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. But what did we have to say about what she said?
Her language, her articulation, and perhaps her lack of education in certain spaces. Yeah, she has some growing to do, for sure. Mm-hmm. I love that she said, at the end of the day gonna end.
That's her thing, though. And people thought that was lack of vocabulary.
No, but that's a fact.
Articulation. Yeah,
it is, though. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. the day is gonna end. Mm-hmm. It could be applied in so many mm-hmm. spaces and ways, yes. right? Now she has to take that and go beyond and love on herself mm-hmm. by educating herself on some new things, mm-hmm. Being keyed up, if you will, and yeah. prepped for the CNN interview, for the red carpet moment that she recently had.
It's
something
job.
We all have
it's
to
our,
do.
It's our job. It's our part of being her keeper. I hope that someone can get to her. I want her to just have answers to some of the questions
Correct.
If she's going to be in these rooms.
Correct.
But she's been to the White House, and I have not.
Same.
Educated, you know, I have not been to the White House. So she's been to the White House. So I did not want this to end without us talking about Lil Sis Glow. She's got a wonderful future, seemingly.
I think so.
And then let's talk about Big Sis Tab. Tab won't let anybody change her, and it's working for her. Both of them, it's working for her. Glow is saying music. She puts R and everything, but it's working for her. You know, and when I say working, she wanted to be a rapper, well-known, and she's accomplishing
that.
Her goals.
That's
I'm
right.
not putting money on it. Tabitha is being an actress and influencer the way she wanted to. They're both accomplishing their goals. I think it's my duty and your duty. If we see a sister in need, we should be their keeper.
Absolutely. So, and that goes for those who are... We recently were blessed to sit at a table with some very successful Black women.
You're in my head. I was going to mention
and
that.
And so, you know, at the time when we all were engaging, I was thinking, oh, everyone is so... well accomplished, mm-hmm. but we should never limit ourselves to only being in the room with those types of women.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And when we're in the room with those types or not, I was sitting there as everybody was speaking so eloquently on the mic and using big words that I had to Google later. I thought, one of our first solutions that would solve a lot of our issues is, if I can help you, help you.
Be attainable, be relatable,
yeah.
be
if
reachable.
If you need a job, can I use my resources so you'll be working next Monday, not 6 months from now?
That's right.
Because you need the money now.
That's right.
But I don't want you to work where I work. I don't want you to have what I have. But anyway, that's a whole nother episode. It won't be Sister's Keeper. It'll be Sister something else. Tasha, thank you so much.
Thanks
for letting
having
us
me.
Know the professional. We hear that on the air. But a little more personal side of you today.
Absolutely.
And if anybody wants to date her, I will sell her phone number. That phone number is for sale. At least the email address. I'll sell out in a heartbeat.
Tasha, it's going to be my husband and I's story that we began as a result of a podcast.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Talking With You. In closing, we are all each other's keeper. We all have a responsibility in life. If God woke you up today, it's a day to get it right, or at least do better. If you can help someone, help someone. If you can be your sister's keeper, be your sister's keeper. If you're able, if you're alive, you just never know in what category, Tasha, right?
So
we can
true.
Be our sister's keeper. Tasha, I thank you so much for joining me today with Talking With Yo, or in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to change my whole...
Rebranding.
Rebranding. We're doing a rebranding campaign. Only by... Tasha, how can people reach you?
I am on Instagram. I rock the mic. I'm on Facebook. I'm always accepting new friends when there's space. And of course, I'm on the air every single day on Hot 107.7 from 9 to 2. And I'm also on across the country in the evening
right.
with the Evening Groove from 7 until midnight.
Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for always staying tuned weekly, for emailing me and texting me. When's a new episode coming out? Talking With Yo. It can be found anywhere you receive your podcasts. See you next week. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thursdays at noon is
God.
The answer.
Do we come back and redo it?
No, we're not going to redo it. I'm going to let them hear this too. I'm not going to cut this out.
Okay.
A little behind the scenes.
All right.
We'll
Thank
see y'all
you.
Next week.
Thank you.